Chof Gimel Sivan, Wednesday the 10th of June, Rabbi David Bloom, Contemporary Shabbos Halachas.
Honor for me to be able to speak here this morning. I'm going to, we saw in last week's parasha, Bahaloscha, that the Torah talks about the Levim. They started working at the age of 30, and then they finished at the age of 50, and the Torah says that after they finish that they don't do any avoda, but it says for Sheiris, as Echol, they served their brothers helping in the Mishkan after the age of 50. And the interesting thing is that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and it says it's Ben Chamishim La'etza. When you get to the age of 50, so you can give advice. And the Baal Tanura then, on the Mishnah, says that the source of this is from the Levim in the Mishkan. That when they, what does it mean that they share it? What does it mean they served their brothers? It means that they gave them advice. So that's what I'm trying to do this morning. I'm going to talk about some halachas of Shabbos. I'm not going to paskin anything. I'm just trying to give some. When you get to the age of 50, you're allowed to give us a bit of advice on how to understand the some of the principles behind the contemporary halachas, and especially since I was open quite a lot to ask Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal Shilas. So I'm going to share with you one or two of the issues that that I managed to hear from Rabbi Yoshev. I'm going to start with a question about it's. This is a question of Tzoveya. We know that one of the malachas on Shabbos, one of the 39 malachas that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos is to dye. And it's usually to dye clothing, tzoveya, to make colours. That's one of the things that they did in the Mishkan. They coloured the curtains and so on. And so that's one of the 39 malachas. Now there's a question in they have urine tests. You have different tests that they do in the laboratories for sick people to see if people have got a sudden illness. So you take a urine sample and you put it in the sticks, and this turns the sticks a certain colour, and that way you know what the state of the patient is. And you have, I think, pregnancy tests and the fertility, the time of fertility, and so on and so forth. The question is this permitted on Shabbos? Is this called that you're colouring the sticks? So there was some poskim that they wanted to bring a proof from the Gemara near the beginning of Ksubas. They wanted to bring a proof that this is permitted to do this. There the Gemara talks about the Gemara talks about the Pe'ilus Mitzvah. It draws blood, and the question is, the conclusion of the Gemara is that even if the girl is a basula, it's permitted on Shabbos. The first Be'ilus Mitzvah is permitted on Shabbos. Now there's a side question that is asked there. We know that the Torah says that one of the things we want to prove that she's a basula. And the Torah says that the father, he spreads out the porosu hasimla, he spreads out the sheets so that everyone can see this. But the question here is, why isn't there a problem of tzoveya? It makes the sheet, gives the red colour to the sheet. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer asked this question. And the Chasam Sofer in Kedushim on Ksubas, so the Chasam Sofer says, Mikan nera de lo shayach svia ela kashut the tzurach tov hanitzba. Colouring is only when you need the colour for the thing that you're colouring. Masha ein kein svia sas hadin, but just colouring the sheets. It's not really called colouring. That's not what you're trying to do. It's making the sheet dirty. Lefarshem shehi basula. Just we want to prove that she is a basula. Vezeh lo mikri. So there, this is not called. This is not included in the prohibition of dyeing. So some wanted to say that the same thing with the urine test, that the colour make the colours. Make the sticks go in a certain colour, this would be permitted on Shabbos, because you don't actually want the colours, you just want to prove some side, to have some side information, some side knowledge as a result of the colouring that you're doing. I put this question to Rav Yoshev, and Rav Yoshev said no, these tests, you're not allowed to do them. What does he do with the Gemara in Ksubas? So Rabbi Yoshev said that the urine tests are different, because here you want the actual colouring. The Gemara in Ksubas, you don't actually really, you're not really interested in the colours. You just want to know that there is dam. You don't want to know there's blood, and it's let's say that the sheet is a sort of a storehouse for the blood, but you're not really interested in making it going a certain colour. But on the other hand, the urine test is specially designed so that it goes a certain colour, and that's the way the whole test works. That it turns the material into a certain colour. So therefore, that's the whole test works through tzoveya. So when I was preparing the shiur, I noticed a certain thread in a few questions that I asked Rabbi Yoshev, so now I'm going to go to a very different area of halacha, but there's a certain sort of common factor I think involved here. This is the question of, can you make kiddush on a plastic cup, on a disposable cup? And it's quite well known that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, he said that you shouldn't make kiddush on a disposable cup, and he brought proof from Mishnayos, he brought a proof from different places in Chazal that one time kli is not called a kli, and therefore he said, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that the kiddush cup, the plastic cup, is not called a kli, and you have to make kiddush on a kli. Rabbi Yoshev disagreed. And Rabbi Yoshev, he said that, for instance, Rav Moshe brings a proof that if you take an esrog, and you carve out a hole in an esrog, and you make a little cup to drink, have a drink of water, so Tosfos says that's not called a kli. It's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Yoshev said that all those proofs are there talking about primitive kalim, which are not called kalim. But the plastic, the disposable cups which we have nowadays, are specially made, milachat chila, they're specially made and they're designed to be a cup. It's a kli. It's specially manufactured. That it is a. It's cutlery. That's the way. That's the reason that it was. It was specially designed to do that. And so, therefore, Rabbi Yoshev said that that you're allowed to make kiddush on a plastic cup, and you can do netilas yadayim from a plastic cup. But he also said that if it's a metal baking tray, you have to do tefillas kalim, because it's called a kli. Rav Moshe said you don't have to, but Rav Moshe said that this aluminium tray was specially designed to be a tray, to be a kli, and therefore you have to do tefillah on this kli.
Was it broken?
Well, I didn't actually ask him that question. It could be that Rav Yoshi would have said that you'd make a bracha, but I think most poskim would say not to make a bracha. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky said not to do tefillah without a bracha, because there's a machlokas of poskim here. Rav Moshe Feinstein said this, so we don't go that far. I just make a bracha on the tefillah.
But it will also depend how many times you're going to use it.
Well, Rav Yosher actually, in principle, he says it doesn't matter how many times you're going to use it, because you could use it a few times. It may be because it's very cheap, so you don't need to use it. But the principle is that it's specially designed to be a kli, so therefore, so in principle, it's called a vessel. It's called a utensil.
So you need a tefillin in any case.
No.
That's
the question.
So the Rav Moshe said that. I think Rav Moshe said that it's unless it's a very strongly made kli, but even if you can use it once or twice, but it's not. Rav Moshe said it doesn't have the teshivas. But Rav Yosef said that it's because it's specially designed and specially made to be kli.
You're speaking about the regular clear plastic cups that you use once and throw away.
Yes.
As against, for instance, today they make Kiddush cups out of plastic, which are specially made, and they're sort of silvered on the outside, and people might use them two or three times and then throw them away.
Well, Leshev has said even the ordinary
clear plastic cup.
Now I want to, as we don't have so much time, again, I apologise for skipping around from one subject to another, but I'm just trying to give a taste of some of the rulings of Rav Yoshev and on some of these relevant issues. Now, we said that the test that colour the sticks. So, Rav Yoshe says that's prohibited. There should be, one might have thought, there might be another reason why it should be mutter. And that's because we have a principle in Hilchos Shabbos that something is only prohibited if it's a malacha of kiyum, if it's something that lasts. There's a Mishnah on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Beis on the base. Zeha klal kol ha'osa malacha u'malach toim miskayemes b'Shabbos. That's chayim. That you have to have a lasting. It has to be something permanent. Something very temporary doesn't have the importance and the chashivas to be called a malacha d'oraisa. So now these sticks that you can make them a special colour, so you're going to throw them away as soon as you've finished. You're not going to... There's different opinions. What's called a kiyum, what's called a lasting malacha, is it... The Rambam says if it lasts on Shabbos, that's enough. Rashi says it has to last la'olam, has to be something permanent. But let's say that somebody does the test, and as soon as he saw what colour it turned, he'll throw it away. So this, one might have argued, this is not kiyum. This should be, again, that it should be committed because of this.
Color stays, he just throws it away.
He throws it away, so...
The color stays. It doesn't just kind of...
The color stays. Well, that's right. That's what Rav Yosef said, really. In other words, even... But you don't need the color. But... The colour stays, but you don't require it. You don't want this kiyum. You don't want it. So I asked Rav Yoshev what's his opinion on malacha that could stay, but you're not interested at all in it after you've finished with it. And he said on the spot, that's the Rashi in Sukkah. He says it's the Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel on base. And there, Rashi is talking about tying up a lulav, making the kesher of the lulav on Yom Tov. And Rashi says that you're not allowed to do it. And Rashi says it's a keshel shel kayoma. It's a knot which can last. Kesher kosher is another malachas. Another of the 39 malachas on Shabbos. And says Rashi, the ainav kosher shel hatira olamis. The person who made this, who tied up the lulav, he is not intending to untie it forever. So the question is, but sukkah only lasts 7 days. You only need your sukkah, your lulav, for 7 days. So we see from here, says Rabbi Yosef, that even though you don't need it after sukkah, but it's a knot which in itself is capable of lasting indefinitely. And therefore, it's a malacha d'oraisa. So we still don't have a heter for the color sticks. I'll just mention one or two other nafkaminas about this idea from the Rashi and Sukkah. This could be nogeya to putting a nappy on a baby on Shabbos. I think the problem actually is more when you're taking the nappy off, because when the way they make them nowadays, they're very easy to remove. But when you've finished with the nappy, the dirty nappy, so according to this, you should be careful not to stick down the nappy again. Why? Because now we have this. This is another malacha that we have on Shabbos. The malacha of tofer, the malacha of sewing, is another one of the 39 malachas. And the interesting thing is that sewing doesn't only apply to clothes, but the principle behind sewing, behind tofer, is to connect two items together in a way that they can't be separated unless you actually tear them apart. So on the basis of that, the Rambam says that to stick together two pieces of paper, that is considered, in a way that you can't remove it easily, that is considered as sewing. And so that's the question with the nappy, that you stick this, it's like sticking together two pieces of paper, and even though you've now finished with the nappy, you're going to throw it in the rubbish bin, but it's a sewing that is capable of lasting a long time. And therefore, that's when the poskim, they do bring down that after you've finished with the nappy, you should be careful not to close it up again, because this is something which could last a long time.
The first time round on the clean nappy, your matter?
It's very easy to. It's not really a tofer because it's so easy. It comes off so cleanly. So it's not as. And you're intending to. It's not going to last. It's not really stuck together. The old kind of nappies that used to be different. You could stick it on the paper part and that. But nowadays it's all scotch, I think, and so it's much more easy to separate them to the kind of part.
What about velcro material?
Which
you put together.
Velcro, he's asking.
You have to explain it. I'm not sure.
What?
Velcro loops.
There's another name for it. It's the hook and loop, I think they call it. You know, with the stuff where you pull it apart and you can stick it together again.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I think that's very fleeting. It doesn't last.
They use Velcro on the on the Sefer Torah sometimes, on the gavel around the Sefer Torah.
But you can pull it a bit.
You can pull them apart.
It's made to pull apart immediately.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's kiyum. That doesn't last. And also, just back to the question of the tofer. So you have the same thing if you have to put on a band-aid, a plaster, on Shabbos. So you have the same question there. But if you're sticking, connecting together the two ends of the band-aid, that would be a question of it's something which is capable of lasting a long time. It's like sticking together two pieces of paper to this material. This is this is something that if you have to put a bandage on Shabbos, so some suggest that you should do it with a safety pin in a way that it's not stuck together so well. And of course, I'm not. If there's pikuach nefesh involved, then that's everything is mutter. I'm talking about a case where there's no actual pikuach nefesh involved. Now, I'm going to go back to the original theme that we started with, that if something, things which are specially designed to be like colouring or cups which are specially designed to be cups, so that gives them the name of a kli, or that means it's called colouring. There's another psak of Rabbi Yoshev about opening the plastic caps of the Coca-Cola, or the plastic, or the fizzy drinks. Opening the lids. Rabbi Yoshev said that there's a problem here of mechatech. Mechatech is another melachos on Shabbos. Mechatech is like they used to in the Mishkan. They cut the leather to a certain size. And so mechatech is the melacha that you cut something and you're makpid al amida. You want a specific size for the thing that you're cutting. So said Rabbi Yoshev, there's a problem with working with the plastic caps. There's a problem of mechatech, because you want a cap, you want it to be a particular size, so that you can open the bottle, and then after you finish taking a drink, you put the screw the cap back on, and you need a particular size. And Rabbi Yoshev also said that it's specially designed in the factory, or specially designed by the people who designed the plastic caps. They're specially designed to be a convenient size, so that it makes a clean cut, and then you can put that conveniently on the bottle. Here is a problem of mechatech, and again we have this idea that things which are specially designed, this gives it the name of the malacha. There's another thing which I say quickly, because this is actually a very big kula that Rabbi Yeshiv says. I personally don't understand it all that well, but I'll just say over. This is the question of the two-part syringe. So you have the part of the syringe with the fluid in, the liquid in, and then you connect that up with the part of the syringe with the needle. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? So, in fact, I went to a pharmacy store. I bought a syringe. showed this to Rabbi Yoshev, and it says there's no problem.
What should be a problem?
Lucas, I thought you were making it clear, because you have the fluid part, and you buy it in two parts.
Yeah.
You're constructing the syringe. You're putting two parts of the syringe, putting them together to make one clean.
It's not there to stay, it's only there to push out the fluid.
Are you talking?
Well, it could stay.
You're talking about the two parts you're talking about is the barrel and the plunger, or the barrel and the needle?
The barrel and the needle.
Right, and the needle, once you fix it, is permanent? Or you can remove it?
It could be. You can remove it, but I think I don't think people usually
don't
worry about that.
They do, because they throw away the needle in their special shops, and the other plastic they can throw away is done.
Uh-huh.
Special disposal for needles.
If the needle's inside, then it can't hold anything, so it's not clean.
But you have to
if the needle's inside the fluid area, then it can't hold anything, so how can it be clean?
I'll just say it briefly. I don't want to go into this. So Rabbi Yehoshua said that it's already a kli before you connect them together. It's not, you're not making, when you connect them together, you're not making kli, you're just using a kli. And therefore he said there's, and in fact it says in Orcha Shabbos, he also says that, the same idea, but in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua. I've just got 1 or 2 minutes. So I've been saying a lot of different halachas from all sorts of different areas. Have a short period of time, so I'll try to be packing things in. I apologise for saying things which might seem a bit disconnected, but we'll just say one more thing, which. This is also to do with the. This is a totally different halacha. This is to do with the halacha of kosher, of tying up on Shabbos, and again we're talking about the idea of kiyum. We're talking about the idea of doing things, which how long do they last for? And there's a totally there's a question in a totally different area of halacha. About the temporary fillings. If a woman has a temporary filling, can she go to a mikvah? Is that called a chatzitza because she's going to go to the dentist soon, and he's going to remove the filling. So therefore, it might be it's stopping the water of the mikvah getting to all of her body. And the interesting thing is that the poskim here, they bring a proof from Hilchos Nida. They bring a proof to Hilchos Shabbos from Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Nida, and they compare this to the malacha of making knots on Shabbos. And the question is, what is called a permanent knot, at least midrabbanan? And because there are opinions that. If a knot that can last 7 days, that is considered as having a certain amount of permanence, or a knot that can last 30 days, that's considered as having a certain amount of permanence. So that's what the Pesukim say, that a filling, that some say if the filling can last 7 days, that's already considered permanent enough. If a woman decides she's not going to go to the dentist for another 7 days, that's already considered a permanent enough filling for it not to be called a chatzitza. So actually, Rabbi Yosef, he used to say that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he said 7 days. Rabbi Yosef, he said that a woman who has this permanent temporary filling, she should decide, I'm not going to step inside the dentist surgery for another 30 days. Because that's another shitta, that if it's a knot that can last for 30 days is called a knot of some permanence, and so the filling which can last for 30 days, that is considered a permanent enough filling. It's not called a chatzitza. She can go to the mikveh with that filling. So let's just make a very quick summary of what we've been saying. This idea of the things which are specially designed for a certain purpose. So we have the urine tests where the sticks are specially designed and they go a certain colour. So said Rabbi Yehoshua, that's soveya. The plastic cups which is specially designed that they should be kalim. So said Rabbi Yishuv, that's called the kli, you can make kiddush on it. The plastic caps on the bottles, they're specially designed that they should be a specific size, a certain midah. Said Rabbi Yishuv, that's mechatech, because it's specially designed to be a convenient size. And also the idea of the syringe, which is specially designed that it's once it leaves the factory, it's considered a kli, because you have, even though you later on constructing it, but because it's specially designed, so therefore it is considered a kli when you actually buy it in the pharmacy.
Thank you.